reacting strongly to Christ. Mm-hmm. There's a part of this last generation that I feel is lost, that they, what with the dope and one thing and another, that they just are past rehabilitation, and nothing much can be done for them. But there's the potential in these younger people.
Do you think most people who don't get ahead just don't have enough willpower?
No. It's true that the person with the most get up and go can still go ahead, but not everybody can have the most get up and go. It just isn't in the cards. And, no, I wouldn't say that's it. There's a lack of motivation with a great many. And there again, I feel it's lack of something constructive to do. There's never. We had an old contractor who had a comment that I always rather appreciated. He said, if you don't get them by the time they're 10, you can't teach them to work. Yeah, and that's, I think it's just about the case. A thing that has interested me, and I think it's true all through the business world, not so much now because there aren't so many country people, but I belong to a businesswoman's club in Seattle, Tony Harder Rotary. And there are women who are at the top of their different professions and fields. And I would have said that a while back, I don't think it's true so much now, that at least 90% of them were farm children. And I think that's true with the men too, that the largest percent of your large executives were farm children. And I think it's because one thing, they had time to think. Youngsters in a city, there is something happening all the time. And they're in with a group of people. And their opinions are apt to be picked up from those around them rather than coming from their own thoughts. And for that reason, again, I'm hoping that we get a little bit more toward the small suburban farm, that is, the person working in town who has a small farm, something that youngsters can work on and be alone occasionally.
Do you think a few strong leaders can make the country better than all the laws and all the talk?
A strong leader can lead if the public are ready for it. And that means your public has to be, have something to it. A strong leader alone can as a dictatorship, of course, but he can't in the democratic country. Mm-hmm. He can give expression to the will of the people, if the will of the people is good. And I think he can also, again, bring out what is good in the public. Give them a place to sort of gather. But a strong leader alone can do it.
That was a nice place to gather.
What?
So that was a nice place, a place to gather.
Yes.
Well, people sometimes say that an insult to your honor should not be forgotten.
How much?
An insult to your honor should not be forgotten. Do you agree with that?
No. No, I think the sooner you can forget it, the better.
How do you feel about the school desegregation issue in Seattle?
I think they're being forced a little too fast. I think Seattle was moving pretty well on its own, and it's, I hate to see an antagonism develop. I think it should be pushed, but there's limits to pushing.
Mm-hmm. How necessary do you think employers are for running businesses, for workers run businesses without employers?
I'm afraid not. I know quite a good many cooperatives, and it seems to me that most of them have gone under. I think of a few that have grown big and have good management and are carrying on. Group Health in Seattle, I think it's run. And Farmers Cooperative, their marketing one. No, yeah, their marketing one. Some of them have worked. But then more of them go by the board.
Mm-hmm.
If they will give their management a hand to manage, but there has to be decisions made, and decisions, sometimes I figure a bad decision is better than no decision.
Have you read anything about the general strike that's going to happen?
Not particularly, no. Now that it's stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's all my thanks.